The Caleb Jones blog, the best movies of 2019, what few there were, extended audio content. I'm going to expand on a concept that I mentioned in the article. So in the article I said, one of the key problems with the Godzilla movie, the last one this year, Godzilla King of All Monsters, was a lot of the movie, actually most of the movie, was dedicated toward the stupid, boring human characters. Now, when you go see a fucking Godzilla movie, do you want to see a story about two people getting divorced or a sad son or a little girl? No, you want to see fucking Godzilla, right? Now, the good news is they spent a lot less time on the human characters than they historically have in movies like this. And this is a problem not just with Godzilla movies, but any monster movie, you know, Aliens, Predator, the Transformers movies even. They focus a lot of time on the human characters, and every once in a while, for a minute or two, you see the reason that people went to see the fucking movie, which are the monsters or the robots or whatever, right? Right. So, when I was a kid, back in my day, Aliens versus Predator back in the early 90s was a comic book written by Dark Horse Comics, which was one of the, you know, the smaller comic book companies. It was not one of the big two, the DC or the Marvel. It was one of the independent, they're called independent comic book companies. And somehow they got the license for both Aliens and Predator, so it was their idea to put these two things together. So there was a comic, a few issues of a comic that I read when I was a kid, and it was an Aliens versus Predator comic, and throughout the entire comic, there were no human, the entire issue of it anyway, there were no human characters, and there was no dialogue. It was a story, I still remember it. It was a story of a bunch of predators on a planet on a hunt, and they used eggs. They would hatch the alien eggs and go hunt the aliens, and it went wrong. And the entire story was told through visual panels. And every once in a while, a predator would say something to another predator, and it would just show in the little dialogue bubble like weird characters. So you couldn't tell what they were saying. And it was fantastic. I loved it. And my hope has always been, although this will never happen, that Hollywood or something like Hollywood with that kind of budget, even if it's like a Netflix movie or something, will make a movie featuring monsters or a monster or robots or aliens or something like that, that have either no human characters at all and no English dialogue, or they treat the humans the way they treat the monsters now. So in other words, you have an Alien versus Predator movie starring a predator or two fighting a bunch of aliens, and every once in a while you see some humans and they say a few things and they leave. They get killed or they go off camera or whatever. That would be fucking amazing. Can you imagine a Godzilla movie where 90% of the screen time was Godzilla? Can you imagine how cool that would be if they did it right? And you're like, well, they don't have the budget for that. First of all, that's not true. Yes, they do. Fucking Avengers Endgame was like $400 million. They have the budget and the money for these things. But even if you're right, let's say they don't. Okay, make the movie an hour long. You know, fine. Make it 50 minutes long. I don't care. I would far rather see an hour-long Godzilla movie featuring Godzilla and a bunch of monsters he fights than see a two-hour Godzilla movie where an hour and a half of the 2 hours are people talking. I don't give a fuck about that stuff. Now, what I'm describing will literally never happen. Hollywood doesn't have the balls or the creativity to do anything like that. But that's always my wish whenever I see a movie like this, including, like, you know, the Transformers movies before they got really bad. I guess they got really bad in the second movie. The first movie was pretty good. But even that first movie, way too much time in the human characters, way too much time. I want to see Megatron and Optimus Prime and them. I don't want to see fucking humans. Fuck the humans. Who cares about the humans? That's not why you go see a Godzilla movie, right? I was very stupidly looking forward to the Dark Universe franchise, which failed. The first movie was The Mummy, the Tom Cruise movie, The Mummy, which was fucking terrible. But I was looking forward to that, hoping that maybe they could take these monsters and make kind of a monster universe and focus on the monsters the way the Avengers movies focus on the Avengers. That would have been good. But again, I was stupid. Hollywood doesn't have that kind of creativity. They're not gonna do that. That franchise died really quick. That was probably the worst Tom Cruise movie in 20 years. So, hey, again, you have to set your expectations accordingly in this stuff. There is an article at the Caleb Jones blog called Movies I Wish They Made. And I do mention that there, but I wanted to go into more detail about it. Wouldn't it be cool if you had like Mandalorian. Okay, fine. Pretty cool show. But wouldn't it be cool if you had a show about the Mandalorian and he barely spoke? He didn't talk. There was almost no dialogue in the entire episode. Wouldn't that be cool? What if you saw an Alien or Predator movie where it focused on the alien, or even a movie from the standpoint of an alien? That might be too much. That might actually kill the mystique of the alien. All right, fine. An Alien versus Predator movie where it focused on the Predator or Predators navigating both human enemies and alien enemies, but it focused on the Predators. And so the vast majority of the movie, it's all about the Predators and there's no dialogue. That would be so cool. Never happen. It'll never happen. I guess I got to read novels or comic books. Don't really have time for that stuff these days, but oh well. It's fun to dream.